Hello and welcome. Today is December 4th, 2023, the first Monday of Advent. For more than 100 years, the annual Good Fellows newspaper sale has been held in Detroit on the first Monday after Thanksgiving. Its proceeds help ensure there is no kitty without a Christmas. The sale was the idea of James J. Brady, a successful businessman who never forgot his own humble roots. He was born in 1878 to a poor Catholic family in Detroit's Irish neighborhood of Corktown. One day, Brady saw a Detroit News editorial cartoon entitled, "The Boy He Used to Be." It portrayed a wealthy businessman walking hand in hand with an impoverished newsboy, delivering Christmas gifts to the needy. Moved by the cartoon, Brady contacted the newspaper to see how he could help. The editor directed him to the Detroit Newsboys Association, a group of former newsboys and newspapermen. Brady met with the group and pitched the idea of selling newspapers on the city's street corners to raise money for children in need. The first sale was in December 1914. The group's goal was $400, but they raised $2,275, enough to buy food, clothing, and toys for nearly 3,400 children. The annual Old Newsboys Good Fellows Fund of Detroit continues today. It raised $1.2 million for children in need in 2022. And now we turn to the Gospel of Luke as we begin our Bible reflections. Today's reading is from Luke chapter 1. Beginning with verse 1. Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the world have handed them down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Luke, writing some 50 years after the resurrection, did not witness the ministry of Jesus, but he assures us that he has examined things from the beginning and has gone over everything and made sure to do so accurately. The church teaches that Luke and the other biblical authors were inspired. This doesn't mean that God dictated word for word, but rather that the Holy Spirit gave special guidance to the authors so that they, each with their own style and limitations, ultimately taught what God wanted people to know. The church also teaches that this same Spirit is active in me when I read Scripture. As I begin to walk day by day through the first part of Luke's gospel, it might be a good idea to begin with a prayer. Something like, O God, as I begin spending time each day for these next 37 days, I ask that you open my mind and heart to your Spirit. May all my thoughts and desires have their origin in you. That's a fine approach, not only when praying the scriptures, but when walking through each day of my life, like today. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.